This comes out of the funding is from the Northern Periphery and Arctic Interreg program, and that has countries like ourselves and Northern European countries such as Sweden, Norway and Finland. So this comes out of a growing need to address the problem of people in their older age and 50s and over who are increasing numbers, retiring early or having long periods of absenteeism from work due to ill health, whether that be physical or mental, and it's grown quite sharply in the last few years since COVID. So this project really brings a consortium of five partners from Ireland, ourselves, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. And we're coming together to really see how digital technology, connected health tools can empower and help and alleviate this situation, really by empowering workers to I suppose, look after their own health or be aware of their own health through information they might receive from digital and wearable health equipment. But also we're looking to address some of the occupational health policies around the countries. You know, can companies, for example, and public sector employers, can they invest a little bit in their workers' health by funding some of this technology and helping and people to look after themselves better. One of the problems here is the rural nature of the places that we live, and a lot of workers are working their own, self-employed. But even in cases where, like for example, we'll be focusing on nurses, and because we have a big nursing program in ATU. And even though they're not particularly in a rural situation, they are under stress, they're overworked, they have poor health outcomes, really. And so there's all sorts of different classes of people. Now, we'll be also looking at farmers and fishermen and even reindeer herders up in the far north of Sweden and Finland and Norway. So we'll be looking at all these classes of people through pilots. But ultimately, with this team and in the team, we've got clinicians, occupational therapists, psychologists. We would, Wiser Lab would represent sort of the engineering technology side of things, digital technology and wireless. And in Finland, the University of Finland, they're a 5G, 6G research centre as well, who specialise in medical devices. So we've cut across the whole sort of spectrum of skills here. And we think it'll be a 3-year project, and we hope to make some impact really on I suppose really the policies and how we look after ourselves and how employers and the countries and the public sector employers look after the workers. One of the main driving things of this is not just the health of people and getting them to live longer, but also the cost to our various societies in terms of the health costs, welfare costs. When people retire early, they're not contributing income tax and things like that. We do have skill shortages across these countries as well, so we actually need our older workers to stay healthier and work for longer, but also to not be, you know, obviously to enjoy that and have a fulfilling work experience, you know. So really that's sort of in a nutshell what we're trying to achieve. The project will kick off, I think, and we'll launch the project in September. We just got word of funding over the last few weeks.